Hey, what's this gag about Lucille Ball? Come on, you. Give me those stockings.
Hey, Costello, take your hands off that girl. It is Lucille Ball.
Yes, and you won't get the stockings by wrestling with me.
Who wants stockings?
Miss Ball, I'd like to apologize for this unseemly conduct. I'm Bud Abbott.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Abbott? You're the organ grinder, aren't you?
Yes. No. What makes you think I'm an organ grinder?
Well, I thought I recognized that monkey with you.
Now, wait a minute, kid. Costello. Who's the monkey? I mean, after all, I'll... Unfinished speech.
Costello. Costello. Costello, come here. Come here. Shh. Quiet. Now, you've got to play up to Miss Ball if you want to get those nylons. Remember, you can catch more flies with sugar than you can with vinegar.
Who wants flies? I ain't got enough points.
Wait a minute. Look, Miss Ball, it's very important for Costello to get those nylon stockings.
My cue. Thank you. Yes, and you don't need them, Seal.
Who don't need them?
Name me two good reasons.
What are these two things I'm standing on? Chopped liver?
Abbott, you're
Costello,
on.
Just a minute. Look. Look, you better let me take care of this. You know, Lou, after all, we understand things. Women are putty in my hands.
Yeah, but who wants a handful of putty?
Ah! Shut up. I'll have you know that I've got the savoir faire.
You ain't even got coffee.
Shut up.
Hey, look, Lucille, why won't you give me those nylons?
Give you the nylons? You've got a lot of nerve. You're nothing but a cheap panhandler. You're not even a man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, now there's a great ad lib.
Look at the sheet, that's all. Read what's on there.
Well, I think I'll take the nylons home. So long, slug. See you in the slot machine.
Well, you fix things fine, Costello. What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to dash right out to Lucille Ball's house. Get those stockings and dash right back.
Yes, but what if she's putting them on?
Pilot to navigator, cancel that last dash.
Well, Costello, here we are at Lucille Ball's house. Now, remember, you've got to make an impression on her to get those nylon stockings. Comb your hair.
It is combed, Abbott. Look, ain't it plastered down nice?
What did you use to plaster it down?
Plaster.
Plaster. How come your hair's so yellow?
Mustard plaster. Boy, watch me go to work on that Lucille Ball. I'll turn on the tom.
You'd better let me handle it, Costello. She's more of my type. I go for those trim ankles.
You couldn't afford the upkeep on an ankle like that?
Why not?
That's a very classy joint.
Oh, shut up here. I'll ring the bell.
Never mind. Don't ring the bell. Can't you read the sign? Maid sleeping. I'll knock.
Oh, it's about time you guys got here. You'll find the ladder and saw in the basement.
Ladder and saw?
Yeah, aren't you fellows from the tree surgeons? I was expecting somebody here to trim my tree trunk.
We're only interested in your limbs.
Look, Miss Ball, I'm afraid you have us confused with somebody else. You met us in the department store, remember? I'm Abbott.
And I'm Costello. You must have a poor memory for faces.
Yeah, especially for poor faces. Listen, what do you guys want here? It's too late for Halloween. It's too early for Groundhog Day.
Now, wait a minute. What is that? Do I look like a groundhog? No coaching, please.
Quiet, Costello. Get away from me. I'll take care of this. Miss Ball, we're just trying to be neighborly. You know how the laundry situation is, and we're here to help you with your washing. For instance, we wash stockings.
Yeah, stockings.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Is your laundry service fast?
Fast. We bring it back before it's clean.
You see, Miss Ball, we're especially expert in the care of nylon stockings.
Yeah, nylons.
Nylons.
Wait a minute. Are you fellas trying to talk me into something?
No, we're trying to talk you out of something.
Well, I'm not interested. You'll have to leave now.
Hey, Abbott, I think we're sunk. What am I going to do?
Turn on the charm. Go ahead. Make love to her.
Okay. Oh, Lucille, please don't send me away. I've always admired you. Come. Sit with me on this love sheet, baby. Please, baby. And put your feet, or your face, your foot,
now,
and my hands.
Now.
Not sudden. they're my hands.
Yeah, now turn it on, Costello. Turn it on. Go ahead.
Lucille, I've lived for this moment. We were meant for each other. I was born to kneel at your feet.
Get this GI haircut with a civilian approach.
Don't spurn me, Lucille. Did everybody go out? Don't spurn me, Lucille. I love you. I love you, Lucille. I love you. I adore you. When I look at your face, it sets my brain on fire.
I thought I smelled punk burning.
Hey, Abbott, what should I say?
Recite poetry to her.
Recite poetry?
Yeah.
Okay. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If I don't get you, Tommy Manville must.
Just a second. Who do you think you are, Santa Claus?
No, why?
Then stay away from my stocking. What are you trying to do, fat boy?
Fat boy? Who's fat? Look at my shape, Lucille. Of course, I go in here, then I go out there, and I go in here a little, and then I go out there a little more than I go in here a little. And that's funny, I don't come back in again.
Oh, stop being silly, Costello. Everybody knows you're fat.
Sure, I was talking to your tailor at Universal. He says he measured you for 2 days before he even met you.
Costello. He's right,
funny,
Costello.
Funny remark,
eh, kid? Look, Lou, why don't you stop all this nonsense? The best thing to do is put your cards on the table. Come on.
Okay, Abbott. It's this way, Lucille. I promised a pair of nylon stockings to a girl. And if you give me your nylons, I'll let you work in my next picture.
Threatening me will get you nowhere.
Oh, we could do a terrific love scene. Come here, Lucille. I'll show you the kiss. I'm getting hiccups. The kiss that made me famous. Ready?
Ready.
Contact.
Wow, where did you learn to kiss like that?
Siphoning gas out of cars. Well, what do you say, Lucille? How about another kiss?
No, thanks. I'd rather give you the stockings. You fellas turn your backs and I'll take them off.
Come on, Costello, turn around.
Yeah, I'm no rubbernecking.
Don't worry. I won't rubber, ball. I thought it was funny!
You're just the type that would rubber, heel.
Well, I hope you're happy, Costello. You finally got those nylons. Now let's go.
Come in. Hello, Lucille, darling. I just came over to... Why, my fat little sugar man, what are you all doing here two-timing on me? You all are kids, sir. I never want to see you again. What do you say to that?
Well, shut my mouth. Abbott, she did.
It serves you right.
Okay, so what are we going to do about it? I mean, after all...
Look, Connie, why do you treat me this way? Look, I got to get you the... I got you the nylon stockings.
Why, sure enough, honey. Bless your fat little heart. Well, why did you all... why didn't you have them wrapped as a gift?
Wrapped as a gift? I thought you were going to wear them.
Shucks, no. I'm giving them to Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball? Wait a minute. Then who have I got a date with tonight?
Not with me, sugar.
Not with me, shorty.
That's all. Nobody wants me. The world's against me.
Don't talk like that, Lou. I'm your pal. My arms are around you. How do you feel?
I still feel lonesome.
Then rest your head on my shoulder, Lou.
Okay, Abbott.
Now, how do you feel?
Much better. Let's dance.
Get out of here!